Good afternoon, everybody. We'll just give one more minute to have everybody gather. That's all 2 o'clock already.
No worries. I think this is the longest I've had of no small talk at the beginning of a meeting.
Multitasking. It's the multitasking.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, you can see everyone's eyes going back and forth, looking at a screen.
Or more. Yep.
Right. Taking care of an email or three.
All right, thank you, everybody. I think we can get started. So before we begin, I will please note that this meeting is being recorded. The time is now 2:02 p.m. on Wednesday, September 11th, 2024, and the Private Activity Bond Committee meeting, this Private Activity Bond Committee meeting is called to order. And for the record, my name is Jaime Alvarez. I'm the Director of Debt Management here at Oregon State Treasury and the Treasurer's Designee and the Chair of the PAB Committee. So quickly for roll call, I would like to ask each of the members, committee members of the PAB Committee to identify themselves for the record. Rhonda?
For the record, I'm Rhonda Nelson, Capital Finance Manager with Department Administrative Services and the Designee. Designee by the governor.
Thank you.
Teresa? Good afternoon. Teresa Diebel, public member and also designee by the governor.
Great, thank you. Thank you all for your flexibility for today's off-schedule meeting. Everyone should have received an agenda and meeting material for today. So today we will review the volume cap extension requests for Business Oregon in relations to the bulk handling systems project that was granted PAB allocation on April 17th and is set to expire. I would like to remind all attendees to please mute their mics unless you're speaking, and please hold any questions until after each speaker has fully presented. So with that, I will turn it over, now turn on to our one item and proceed with the presentation from Business Oregon. Claire, is that going to be you?
Yes, it will.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chair Alvarez and members of the committee, for calling the special meeting today in order to hear OBDD's request for an extension of the $32 million allocation for BHS projects at Lane County LLC. Jaime, as you mentioned, on April 17th, PABC approved a $32 million bond allocation for BHS projects at Lane County LLC with a 150-day period to close. That period to close would end on September 14th, 2024. There were a couple of reasons why the bonds have not closed from that point or until that point, and that is largely driven by negotiations between BHS and Lane County that took longer than anticipated. And then the other component was that there were certain closing conditions on our resolution for project eligibility and declaration of intent. Both of those items have been resolved at this point. On August 20th, 2024, the Board of Commissioners of Lane County approved that agreement, and it is now, I don't believe it is signed just yet, but the agreement in its final stages has been approved. Also noted that Lane County has received at that same meeting their authorization to issue $35 million of bond financing themselves. The second item that I mentioned was the conditions that were on our eligibility resolution. And we did call on August 30th a finance committee meeting to evaluate, at BHS's request, those conditions. They were approved by unanimous consent at the request and in the form that BHS had presented. So at this point, we are in a position to move forward from our standpoint. One of the other things that is critical in this, in order to close by year end, since we're asking for our extension to December 15th, is that the bank would be able to provide the financing. The bank has indicated to BHS that that target date is mid-November, allowing for enough time for the bonds to close. It's a fairly short presentation. Those are the main components of the request. I do have Steve here in our meeting to provide some additional context on possibly some things that I was not able to cover, but that concludes my presentation.
Okay, thank you. Let's take some questions from the committee members if there's any.
I don't think I have any questions.
Okay. Teresa, anything for me? Okay. I do have a couple. In your presentation, you talk about zoning and permitting final stages. Do we have any indication, or have y'all received any indication of when that would be completed?
I've not received the final indication from Lane County on when that's to be completed. The last that I had heard was that the issues that they were up against were surmountable, and that they felt like most of the big hurdles had been overcome. So it was more of final cleanup and going through the final stages of the requirements for the particular permits that they were applying for. But I do not have a specific deadline or ETA on those.
Okay, so nothing. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, if I can add on the zoning question, there was a hearing held a week ago Friday. I don't know what their official title is, but the person who's approves the zoning change, there had been no objections formally presented prior to the hearing, and no objections were presented during the hearing. They have 10 days to issue an approval from that day, which if they're business days, it puts it to next Monday. But we expect that it will go to approval. And then that's on the zoning change. The permits will all come after. So there are a whole variety of permits that related to the facility, and that'll come during the course of time.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, that kind of gives me at least a little bit more perspective if that they have that 10 days to issue that, and then kind of everything kind of follows that order. One more thing. I know it's a little difficult to predict, but aside from like the bank financing, are there any other significant milestones that need to be achieved prior to closing?
Well, the bank financing, you know, really brings us to financial close on this. We are taking advantage of an investment tax credit through the Inflation Reduction Act and the climate provisions. We have to safe harbor that this year, this calendar year. And it's a meaningful figure. So everybody is very focused on that to assure that we're able to safe harbor, which really means that we have to apply certain amounts of monies to the project, spend them this year, and we have to start building equipment in a meaningful way. And so all of that is moving forward. And so we would need to have that accomplished by this year. And at this moment, we're very confident that we'll be able to achieve it.
Okay. Okay. No other questions for me. So now I'd like to see if or entertain any questions or comments from the public, if there is any. Sarah, let me know if you see anything.
No hands raised at the moment.
Okay. So with that, we can take it to a vote. Is there a motion to grant an extension to Oregon Business Development Department for the bulk handling project?
I move that we extend the deadline to close the bonds for the $32 million from the 2024 PAB volume cap that was awarded in April to the Oregon Business Development Department for the bulk handling systems project to December 15th of 2024.
Great, thank you. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Great. So the motion to approve this request has been moved and seconded. Committee members, how do you vote? Rhonda?
Aye.
Teresa?
Aye.
And myself? Aye. With that, the extension has been unanimously approved and passed by the PAB committee. So thank you all very much, and best of luck with the project.
Great. Thank you all. Appreciate the support.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm obviously a short, quick meeting. Are there any additional comments for PAB committee members before we adjourn? Since there's no other items on the agenda.
And for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right. So now the time's 2:13. I want to entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I move that we adjourn this meeting on September 11th, 2024 for the Private Activity Bond Committee meeting.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Great. Are there any objections to adjourning the meeting? Hearing none, the September 11th, 2024 PAB committee meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all very much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.